Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. I'm Steve Ashley, and today I'll be exploring the delights of music copyrighted in 1924. I suppose my opener pretty much sums up the spirit of the jazz era, George and Ira Gershwin's fascinating rhythm. Jerry Mendelssohn with Fascinating Rhythm, played on the affectionately named Biggest Little Wurlitzer in the Rahway Theatre, Rahway, New Jersey, an instrument that's still in situ and which was one of the featured venues in the 2015 American Theatre Organ Society convention. Hard-Hearted Hannah, the Vamp of Savannah, a title conjures up all kinds of interesting images. It was a hit in 1924, but unusually it wasn't from a show. It had to wait until 1955 to appear in a film, Pete Kelly's Blues, starring Peggy Lee, Janet Leigh and Jack Webb of Dragnet fame. Ken Double vamps through this arrangement on the Barton in the Warren Performing Arts Centre, Indianapolis. Thank you. Hard-Hearted Hannah, copyrighted in 1924, and a great American songbook standard ever since. Vincent Newman's composed Tea for Two that same year, and it became a favourite of the cha-cha-cha craze that came from Cuba in the late 1940s. But back in 1924, there was no cha-cha-cha, and the original tempo was a foxtrot. Stan Kahn takes the song back to its roots on this concert track recorded on the Barton in the Redford Theatre, Detroit. One of the great American band leaders of the 1920s and 30s, Ijeam Jones, was also an accomplished songwriter. I have two songs by Ijeam, the first of which is The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else, which were hits for both Al Jolson and Sophie Tucker in 1924. This spirited track by Don Simmons was taped in 1965 on the Wurlitzer in the Oaks Park roller skating rink in Portland, Oregon. Thank you. I'll See You in My Dreams, copyrighted in 1924 by Isham Jones, from an LP released by the Ohio chapter of the American Theatre Organ Society in 1979 to celebrate a long-running 1930s local and national radio show, Moon River, for which Lee played for over 10 years. The organ was the Wurlitzer from the RKO Albee Theatre, transplanted into the Emory Theatre in Cincinnati. I've been friends with Ken Rosen since around 1989, when I was living in Los Angeles. I've always known that he is a superb organist, able to play just about anything in any key, but he'd not released any formal recordings until he published a set of tracks recorded through the years on various organs. The resulting CD is quite unique, in that he emulates the style of a number of his idols with songs that they didn't record. This is Ken, in the style of Fats Waller, with Oh Lady Be Good. Thank you. George and Ira Gershwin's Oh, Lady Be Good. Ken Rosen on his home Wurlitzer in a purpose-built music room at the end of his garden. Well, some have gnomes, but Ken has a Wurlitzer. It would be remiss of me not to include something from Dorothy Donnelly and Sigmund Romberg's 1924 operetta, The Student Prince. It introduced Deep in My Heart, Dear, Serenade, and this, The Drinking Song. Here's Walt Stoney and the Robert Morton in the Count's Ironstone Vineyards in Murphy's, California, and a track from a 1997 CD release. Irving Berlin was, of course, another major force in 1924 popular music. One of his contributions, What'll I Do, charted in the US ratings for no less than six artists, including the great Paul Whiteman Orchestra. This is a private recording by Detroit organist John Lauter of the Wurlitzer in Stahl's Auto Museum in Chesterfield, Michigan, taped in 2015 when John was a museum curator. Thank you. Going back to the stage repertoire, the year saw the opening of the Herbert Stothard and Rudolf Frimmel musical comedy Rosemarie, which ran for over 600 performances in New York between 1924 and 1926, and of course was made into a film musical in the 1930s. It was chock full of music, including Indian Love Call, Only a Kiss, and this, the title music of Rosemarie. Rosemarie, the Wurlitzer Hybrid in the Capri Theatre, Adelaide, South Australia, from a CD by Chris McPhee that he released in 2007. Well, that's all I have time for on this half-hour edition of The Music of 1924. So, until next time, when I'll be moving on to 1925, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes, wishing you an organised farewell. Bye for now.